USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
To the Senate race in Florida, the winner still not certified, and now there will be a hand recount of the votes. Republican Rick Scott ahead of Democrat Bill Nelson by just over 12,000 votes out of the 8 million people who cast ballots. Under the law, if the margin of victory is less than 0.25%, it triggers a manual recount. And seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up 208 points, the NASDAQ up 122, and the S&P 500 up 4 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
It remains unclear if Nancy Pelosi will be elected by fellow Democrats to be Speaker of the House. About 17 Democrats say they want someone else for the top slot. Meanwhile, Republicans in the House elect California Congressman Kevin McCarthy as their new leader. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise will be the House Minority Whip. And Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney, will be chair of the House Republican Conference. USA Radio's Wendy King now with additional details.
The Californian defeated Congressman Jim Jordan in a landslide victory. McCarthy replaces current House Speaker Paul Ryan as leader of the party in the lower chamber. Ryan announced his retirement from Congress at the end of his current term. Republicans will be the minority in the House for the first time since 2011. As expected, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer of New York will continue in their positions. For Republicans, South Dakota Senator John Thune was promoted to party whip.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
More now on the aftermath of the California wildfires. More and more bodies being found in the town of Paradise, wiped out by the flames. House after house, building after building, gone. And now there are new numbers on the people who lost their lives. Some found dead in their cars along roads and highways. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
59 people are known to have died, with over 100 still missing or unaccounted for. The fire is 40% contained, and CAL FIRE's Ken Pemlot has an update on the situation.
Vegetation is critically dry. We will still have conditions that will produce new and potentially damaging fires. We're not keeping our eye off this ball at all. I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes.
Changing gears now, Netflix testing something new as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Netflix experimenting with the idea of offering mobile-only subscriptions. It's testing it overseas as the company is looking to find ways to make the streaming service more accessible, it says. The first trial run's already been rolled out in Malaysia, where users can currently sign up for the cheaper mobile-only subscription. Subscribers to the plan are able to watch on one handheld device, such as a smartphone or tablet. Videos delivered in standard definition, though, not high def. Mobile-first continents like Asia and Africa are seeing the biggest increase in consistent mobile users, according to a study from earlier this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.